Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello, and welcome to this evening's Your One-Hour Inspirational Program. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We have a very interesting and exciting show planned for you tonight, and I certainly hope and trust that you all will certainly benefit from tonight's programming. We're going to go ahead and invite the presence of the Lord into our broadcast this evening. As we're getting ready to get started, Father, we thank you for all of your mercies, your grace that are extended to us. We pray now as we indulge into this program that you would lead, guide, and direct us and help us to take more from it than what we brought to it. These and other blessings we thank you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let me go ahead and start bringing in some of my co-hosts because we've got a lot to cover tonight. And tonight's topic, of course, if you're just joining us, is how do you maintain your faith when you're going through not just a storm, but going through your storm? And we're not just talking about the weather storm, but we're talking about life storms. So I want to begin by going out, and we want to hear from you all tonight. Press 1 on your dial if you'd like to join us. And I want to begin by bringing in Pastor Rowe. Pastor Rowe, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always an honor and pleasure to have you with us, sir.
Well, Pastor Dr. Walker, it's just great to be on the show, and it's great, the fellowship that we have one with another so we can share with one another and just be comforted and encouraged by each other. But we've got a great subject tonight. Maintaining your faith, when you're going through a storm, I'll just say that, with reflection to how the disciples failed when they was going through a storm, but they knew that Jesus was there, and he said they ran to Jesus and wake up or care not that we perish, But Jesus, comforted them and rebuked them in a mild manner way, and because, he could stop the storm. So how do you maintain your faith when you're going through a storm or whatever the storm is, whether it's emotional storms or whether it's storms of bills that you got, and people have all kind of different storms. But if we know that Jesus is on board, he can rebuke the storms, and everything become a sea of glass in our life. So the main thing is knowing that Jesus is aboard and call upon him, and he will help you navigate through the storms of life, whatever those storms are. Back to you, Dr. Walker.
All right. Certainly, tonight we're talking about when you're going through not just a storm in life, but going through your own storm. And we're going to be bringing in some people tonight that we will be speaking to. We got Suzanne that will be joining us momentarily to give her comment on what she thinks going through the storm is and how she maintains her faith in going through a storm. So we want to hear from you all tonight. How do you maintain your faith when it comes to going through your storm? so what we want to be able to do is to just find out, you know, what it takes. What does it take? What does it take to go through these storms? So, Pastor Rowe, let me bring you back here, and I want to ask you this question. Somebody who has been married a couple of times, and they're going through a storm of fear of ever wanting to get married again. I mean, could that be a storm? And they meet a lot of nice guys or a lot of nice girls, but they just got this paranoia about getting married again. Is that a storm?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But, you know, but God will show us whatever the storm is in your life. People's storms are different, but we just have to remember, you have the faith and confidence and trust, and God will help us to navigate through the storms. And to those that are listening, you know, by all over the world, you know, when we tune in to these shows that we have on Thursdays and Fridays and sometimes on Saturdays, you know, we'll get the solution to problems that we have, because our Dr. Walker, which is the founder over this Blog Talk radio show, he's inspired by God to share the topics that will help you and to encourage you. But to put the icing on the cake, I would just say, whatever storms you're going through, trust God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So attend these radio shows, and Dr. Jesse Walker and the team members that are here will encourage you. Thank you for allowing me to make that comment, Dr. Walker.
We're going to bring Susan in a moment. She's going to press 1 on her dial. We're going to bring her in and ask her to give us her thoughts on that. We're going to ask you to stand by. Suzanne from South Florida. Suzanne, thank you for joining us. Suzanne, tonight's topic is, how do you maintain your faith when going through your storm? Perhaps you might want to share with us any storm that you've been through and how you maintained your faith. The people want to hear how people maintain their faith when they're going through their storm, because sometimes it's hard. Man.
Yes, good evening, Dr. Walker, and everyone else on the phone. I just want to say, without God, nothing is possible, and God has given me hope to believe and trust in Him, and I always believe whatever I'm going through, it will get better, and usually it does. I went through a bitter divorce and basically lost everything. I did everything I could for my spouse, but apparently it wasn't enough. And then when he decided to leave me, he didn't want me to have anything. So I'm starting all over my life again, but God made it possible because I never gave up on him for me to get my own home, and I'm still trying to get another home, and I know I'm going to be blessed with it. So I keep my hope and my faith in God and continue to move forward, not backwards.
All right, Suzanne, we certainly thank you for that, and if you have the time, you can certainly stay with us, and we'll come back to you. Let's go all the way out here once again to, I believe this is the PT State. Ms. J, do we have you on the line?
Yes, I am. Hello, everyone. Sorry I'm late, but I'm glad to be here with you tonight.
Oh, we are certainly glad to have you with us, Ms. J. Wow, it's an honor and a pleasure to have you with us. Will you go ahead and give us that disclaimer that we normally do? And while you're preparing for that, let me go ahead and welcome I don't want to say a long-lost cause, but someone who's very dear to our program as well. Monica, thank you for joining us this evening. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Dr. Walker. Such a pleasure to be on tonight. I just thank God for the love that you all share with me, because every week I just, you know I'm not there on the line, but I feel the love. And so I'm so happy to be on tonight sharing with you.
Okay, well, great. So we're glad to have you here with us as well. So let me ask you this question. And just before we ask you the question, let me bring in Ms. J so she can give us that disclaimer. Ms. J?
Okay. Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. and the Dr. Jesse Walker Show wish to make this disclaimer. The opinions that are expressed on tonight's show or any of Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. shows or affiliate shows are merely the opinions of the host, Dr. Jesse Walker, his various co-hosts, his featured guests, listeners, and callers. We do not endorse any specific or otherwise opinion and indicate that your participation or leadership is not an endorsement for legal, psychological, financial, mental, professional, or otherwise advice and should not be taken as such. The opinions expressed are for educational and informational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Thank you, and please enjoy the program tonight.
All right. Thank you for that, Ms. J. So let me go back here. Monica, let me bring in Monica. How do you maintain your faith? We just heard from Suzanne how she maintains her faith, her trust in God, even when her husband.
Hello?
Monica, can you hear?
Can you hear me? Because I'm hearing you, but I'm speaking in. Are you hearing me?
We hear you now, yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I truly thank God for the Bible. The Bible is one way that I keep inspired and hopeful. As you know, I'm in the Black Belt working with NAPS, and we are just, you know, passing on the, we are on the street, and we just saw a young man being arrested, and, you know, it just is like, break.
It doesn't what?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. It doesn't look like what?
Just.
You're going
just
in and out.
You know,
all right, we're having some technical difficulty on that end. I don't know why we're going in and out. Maybe partly due to her travels. Missy, I want to bring you in here and ask you this question here. We're talking about how do you maintain your faith when you're going through your storm, not just any storm. We know that stormy weather can be is not necessarily just inclement weather. We're talking about when it's a real storm, especially if it's a thunderstorm, you get warnings. You get thunder warnings even on the television. You get severe, you know, there's a storm warning in watch for several hours, a storm warning. You know, there's a watch and then there's warnings. So, I mean, with a watch, and I'm not a meteorologist, of course, but it just may be something in observation. So then when you get a warning, that sounds to me like it's more serious, it's more imminent. But, Ms. J, when we're going through challenges in life, that are actually turn out to be not just a watch, but it's a storm warning. It's like it's a major crisis in our life. How do you personally maintain your faith going through your storm?
Well, for me, you know, because we all go through storms. You know, that when you say that, this song came to my mind, Just a Little Talk with Jesus. And and tell him all your troubles, and he'll make it right. That's how I started off. I guess you could call it praying or talking. And I try my best. It's hard sometimes, but I have to surrender to him and give it to him, because I got to remember sometimes, and I know my parents used to tell me this, all the battles and problems I have are not mine to fight alone. So, you know, I have to get in some deep, serious talk and discussions with God, and I have to give it to him and try to go to bed after that and try not to, my best, Lord, not to take it back, try to give it to him. That's what I really try to do.
All right. We want to certainly hear from you all out there tonight if you're just joining us. How do you maintain your faith when going through your storm? So, Pastor Roll, I want to bring you in here again, and I want to ask you this question. Monica, we're going to ask you to stand by. Pastor Roll, the question becomes, this man lost his job. And all of a sudden now he's been doing faithful, returning a faithful tithe and offering. He's got a family of three. And now he's lost his job. He was breadwinner. His wife's pregnant, and she's in her 8th month. She can't work. So now, I mean, what hope does he have? And he can't seem to find work anywhere. And the bills don't stop coming. What can you tell this man to maintain his faith?
Well, the only thing I can say, we do have our blueprint and the roadmap, you know. My blueprint is the word of God to encourage him. You know, man's extremity is God's opportunity. You know, one of my favorite scriptures, I got to go back to the scripture, is Psalms 121. I will look to the hills from whence cometh my help. You know the scripture, my help coming from the Lord that makes heaven and earth. He won't suffer your foot to be moved, and he that keepeth Israel neither slumber nor sleep. God knows all about you, you know. And we're not the only ones that go through, you know. Look at Job. How did he maintain his faith when he was going through his challenge, you know? So we got to tell people, share with them, trust in the Lord, trust in the Lord. My grandmother, this song's always stay with me. I will trust in the Lord. You know, I will trust, you know, trust into you. So we just got to look to the hills, trust God, trust God, trust God, trust God. And
all right, we're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Sir Benny, thank you for joining us. Welcome to tonight's podcast.
Good evening, and happy fantastic Bourbon Friday, everybody. What a great, great topic for this week.
I press 1 on your dial if you want to speak to tonight's topic. How do you maintain your faith when going through your storm? And we already talked about how bad the weather can be when it's really a thunderstorm, you know, when there's lightning and thunder out there. I mean, this is vicious. This is not the weather you want to be driving in. This is not the weather you want to be outside in. It's like this is a serious time. So now when we, you know, and a lot of times we can liken that storm, thunderstorm, to the challenges of life that we have. So I want to go ahead and bring in Sir Ben, and let's ask you, we're looking for something that we know that if we trust God, to have our faith in him. But what are some practical things that we can do? I mean, going back to the scenario I just gave Pastor Rowe, this man lost his job. He's looking for work, and he's got 3 kids, a pregnant wife at home, 8 months pregnant, and she's not working. And he's a breadwinner. The bills are not stopped. They don't stop coming. So I know trust God, trust God, trust God, as Pastor Rose says, but sometimes that's hard to do. Why is that hard, Sir Ben, in your opinion? Why is it hard sometimes when you're...
Because we've gotten out of the promises of God. That's what the problem is. We've gotten away from the promises of what God has taught us to be and what us to do. So then we start leaning on our own understanding about our situation, as opposed to saying, hey, I'm going to trust God no matter what happens. But see, a lot of people say, I trust God, but here's the question. Do you really? I hear that all the time. Oh, I trust God, but then your actions tell me you don't really trust God. And so how can God really do what he's supposed to do when you're still leaning on your own understanding about whatever your situation is? So do we really, really trust God, or is that just something we become conditioned to say because it's the right thing to say and it sounds good when you tell the people, oh, I'm trusting God for this? If you are trusting God, then your problem shouldn't even be a problem. Like Pastor Rose said earlier today, where does your help come from? You got to know where your help comes from. You can't be depending on other things to get your help. Yeah, you can do it on your own. Sure. Sure. I've seen a pastor go and rob a bank one time because he was depending on his own self. Oh, okay, well, I got a problem. I got my money, a situation, but I'm going to rob a bank. Is that trusting in God, or is that leaning to your own understanding?
Okay, well, yeah, it could be leading to our own understanding, but I can tell you in my own personal testimony that when you're going through, when I've gone, I can't speak for anybody else, when I have gone through certain storms of life, and I know what I've been taught as a child, trust God, trust God, trust God. But let me tell you something. When you're in that storm, it's easy for you to tell somebody else that. But when you're going through it yourself, that becomes very difficult because it almost seems like sometimes that God is just not there. And then all sorts of things begin to go through your mind and you begin to wonder, you know, God, when am I going to see the light of day? When am I going to see some sunshine from this storm? You know, and somehow or other, it's just you're looking for something practical, something that's tangible, something that, you know, I know we talk about faith. How do you maintain your faith when going through your storm? And it's like it's a very difficult. Know that, okay, you made it through, and it was God that brought you through this. But when we're talking about when you're going through that, imagine you all, and I want to bring in Miss Jay, imagine when you're driving. Have you ever driven in a storm? Let me begin by asking you that. Have you ever really driven you, not someone else, but have you been behind the wheel of a car and you were so frightened because you got stuck in this storm, this stormy weather? Miss Jay? Oh, perhaps. Maybe
hello?
She's on mute. Miss Jay,
okay,
are you on
I'm
mute?
Here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Can hear you now.
I had on mute. Okay.
Yes.
Of course, you have to keep your you have to keep your faith beyond the storm. And for me, you know, all of us has gone through storms. You know, I remember when I first got married, trying to start the family. You know, all of us go through all that. But my key is I did not give up. Yes, I prayed and I asked God. But, you know, we always talk about work without faith and all that. I know you don't have, like you talk about this guy that lost his job and couldn't feed his family and all. But don't be too proud not to go out and ask for help. Because God, he put people in your life for certain reason and season. And that might, that one person that you asked for help, that you might not realize, that might have been that person for you to help you get on your feet. That might have been what God needed you to do. He needs you to step out and associate yourself with the right type of people and different things to help you to get out the storm. I guess you see what I'm trying to say. You know, you just got to surround yourself with people, and that's what I have done. I got out. I asked questions. Okay, how can I get out of this? You know, yeah, you may lose money in this, but you got to work on that. And God will put my faith is he will work it out for me. He will put somebody or something there for me to work it out. That's the faith that you have in God.
You know, Ms. J, and C, I love what you're saying because it's easy for somebody to tell you, trust God, trust God. But then when you're in that storm, it's hard. And I begin by asking you the question. I don't know if you responded while you were on mute. But, Ms. J, have you ever driven? You were behind the wheel, not somebody else driving, but you were behind the wheel of that car. We're going to go to Ms. Henry in just a second. Stand by, Ms. Henry. Have you ever been behind the wheel of that car and you're driving in this stormy weather because you got caught into it? Has that ever happened to you? Miss Jay? Maybe she's on mute again. All right, we're going to ask her to stand by. Okay. Miss Jay, that's unusual. She's usually there. All right.
Wait a minute. I'm here. Can you hear me? I don't know what's wrong with this phone.
Okay, yes,
hello?
I can hear you now.
Okay,
I can hear you
yeah,
now.
I was saying, yes, I have. I have been going to work wondering how I was going to take care bills at the time. You know, I'm a young lady just starting off getting married with a baby and all. Lord, how am I going to do this? I'm talking. That's why that song came to mind, just a little talk with Jesus, you know. And then as I was wondering and crying and doing everything but thinking at the same time, okay, I know
right.
I got to step out, Jesus, in faith. Step out in faith and do something.
All right.
But
so
I have
we're going to ask you to stand by because you're not hearing my first part of my question. Suzanne, are you there? Let's go to Suzanne. Suzanne, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, yeah. So what I want to ask you is this question. Have you ever been behind the wheel of your car and you got caught in a storm, whether you were on your way to pick up somebody, on your way to work, coming from work, something, you got caught in a storm? storm, and all the traffic is slowing down out there because the visibility is almost zero. You can't see even the car in front of you. Has that ever happened to you?
It has, several times.
Okay, and so how at that moment, at that very moment that you're driving, what did that make you feel like? I mean, were you scared? Were you proud? Were you happy? Were you singing? Praise the Lord. What were you doing?
I was afraid. But once I started talking with my father, I calmed down and was able to relax and weather the traffic and the weather, everything at the same time. But it took me to have a little talk, and he made it right and made me be able to use good judgment while I was out there on the road.
Okay, and what was that good judgment? What was good judgment?
Where I would be able to see clearly, see the other cars,
okay,
and not be able to be in a catastrophe.
Okay, so Suzanne, why didn't you just exercise, and I'm not trying to sound insulting, forgive me, I don't mean it like this when I ask this question, why didn't you just exercise rational thinking or common sense and just pull over if that was possible? And so that you could avoid this, the dangers of continuous travel in that storm. Why didn't you just pull over?
Well, because most of the time when I was in that weather, I was on my way to work. So I had to be somewhere within a matter of minutes or whatever. So I felt that if I talk with my father and trust him, he would see me through safely.
All right, so are you saying then that when you're going through this storm, you just pray and keep moving, keep it moving, keep moving forward? Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yes, because I don't think we should stop, even though we're in the storm. I don't think we should ever stop. That's where I think your faith and your belief and trusting in the Father comes. He never wants us to stay put, I don't think. I believe he wants you to keep moving forward.
Okay, we're going to ask you to stand by. And, of course, it always depends on the circumstances because I've been through these storms where the weather, we're talking about storm now, the thunderstorms, and the visibility was at zero, and I actually had to pull over because the common sense was, the rationale was, you know, God gave me the common sense, the practicality, pull over. You can't see even the car in front of you. And those that did continue on their path, they ended up in massive accidents. So, and of course, we're not taking anything away from you, but it does depend on the circumstances. And the storms of life that we're talking about tonight, you all, keeping your faith. I've been in so many of those that I could write several books that could go on for years. And what I've discovered, just like Suzanne is saying, I've had to keep it moving forward. I will pray. And then I just got to keep on. And I love what Ms. J was saying because she gave some practical stuff as well when she said that, you know, sometimes you gotta humble yourself and don't be afraid to ask for the help. And I remember I lost my job, lost everything. And I had, as a single parent, had kids home. And I had to call upon my friends who were on government assistance. And listen, not one of them turned me down. But I did not go to the church because I did not want to be talked about at the church. Now, that's sad. That is sad. But instead, I went to my friends who were on government assistance. Not one of them looked down on me, but every one of them that I asked helped me. Ms. J, thank you for that. So we're going to go to now Ms. Henry. I believe we got Ms. Henry online. Ms. Henry, thank you for joining us. Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining us. Ms. Henry, tonight we're talking about how do you maintain your faith when going through a storm. And we know everybody says, well, you got to trust in God. But it is very difficult sometimes to find the faith, the trust, when you're in that storm. When you're out there, even in that stormy weather, and you're like, the first thing I started to do is pray, Lord, please help me get through this. So why can't we just say in our prayer when we're going through that storm, Lord, help me get through this. But then we continue to press forward, like Suzanne said, you know, keep moving forward. Help us out with that, Ms. Henry. What are your thoughts? Maybe she's on mute. Okay, we're going to. Ms. Lewis, let's bring you in here. Ms. Lewis, let's bring you in because we can't hear Ms. Henry. Ms. Lewis, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
We can hear you now. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. Well, as you talk about the storm, you know, working sometimes at night, I had was to go through some storms. But many times when the rain fell heavily, I noticed that I was always off. And so I gave God thanks. I said, Lord, you know I don't love to drive, much more to drive in the rain. And so here I am, I'm safe because I'm off. But I remember maybe about 2 years ago, I was at the college, and the windows are closed, the blinds were down, and there was a thunderstorm. I've never seen water like that before. And where we were, it floods very easily. And so the student said, Miss, you're not sending us home? I said, well, let me go look. And when I looked, the whole place was in water. So I saw the dean, and I said, are we going home? He said, let me call somebody higher up. And by the time he was supposed to call, the students grabbed their books together, and they went out to the front, and he knew that they meant to go home. And so he said, those who want to take the chance, go. And I did not want to take the chance, but I went with them. And when I reached a little farther, there was the water coming up. Never seen water like this before. And I saw some people stuck in the water in front of me. So I turned to my right and went over into the station, the gas station, and went up on a little rising. And I saw all that water around me. So I prayed. And I called my husband. I said, I'm stuck. And he said, drive through certain place. And I said, well, there's a little bump there. I can't go over it, so I don't want to take any chance. But I prayed for God to stay the tide. And it was really, really flooding. Cars stuck in front of me. And I got a little scared, to tell you the truth, because I don't like water. I don't. And so here I was stuck. And I had to wait for a while, and I found a little place where I could drive through because I saw somebody did it, and I tried it too, and I got out.
Right. Sorry to cut you off. We're almost out of time. So, in other words, how do you maintain your faith? Just tell us that quickly. You know, you said you were a little scared, but what made you maintain your faith even in that storm? And the storms of life. Just tell us quickly in a nutshell, like 15 seconds or less. What can you tell somebody to maintain their faith, like this man who lost his job?
Oh, have mercy, Jesus. Just pray to God. And I know God hears us and will do something about it for us. If we just have faith in God, call upon him. It might take a little longer than we think, but God is always near. He's always present, because I always hold on to Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will help you. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And that's what I held on to.
Okay, so we're going to ask you to stand by. Pastor Rose, let me bring you back in. Sir Ben, we're going to ask you to stand by just for a second. Sir Ben, here's another situation. Let's say the family is just going through a crisis. It's a blended family. What we call a blended family means, you know, you got stepchildren in there. This man met the woman. She got her kids, and they're young, and he's got his kids, and he has custody of them. So they're coming together as husband and wife, and they got these children. And the children are just not getting along, so it's making the parents have strife too. So now this is a real storm. This is a real storm. So now that's the role. How do you, I mean, the kids are telling this man, you're not my daddy, talking to me like that. And then all of a sudden now the woman is saying, you know, well, why did you yell at my child? He says, well, I'm supposed to be the man of the house, and your child was doing something wrong. Well, then she says, you don't want me yelling at your child, do you? Okay, so you see the division now in this blended family. This is a real crisis. This is a real storm. So, Pastor Rowe, how do you tell these people trust God and everything's going to work out when they about to hurt somebody up in there?
What I just said to you, and to stay with me the rest of my life, something you gave a formula of how do you deal with these things when you're going through. You did it about a week ago. And I'll never forget that formula as long as I live. Ask the ABCs of prayer. Ask, believe, and claim. You can't get around it. And you said it, and I believe it. You know, you ask, asking it shall be given. Whatever you're going through, asking it shall be. Believe it, believe it, believe it, and claim it, claim it, claim it. And a lot of times when you're going through, you know, you got to stop moving, you know, as it was said in the days, biblical times, you know, when they were going to the Red Sea, stand still, stop moving, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. But there is a movement when you're standing still. You can keep moving forward, you know, but standing still in your thoughts, minds, and so on and so forth. So whatever we're going through, I don't care if it's all types of children, stepchildren, grandchildren, whatever, you know, ask, believe, and claim it right quick, like, and God will do it for you.
All right. So let me ask you, we're going to ask you to stand by a second. Sir Ben, I want to bring you in here with that same scenario. And so now, like that, when the tension is heated in that home, in that blended family, it is very difficult for that man to say, you know, because that woman is heated now. And, you know, when she's heated like that, because you just yelled at her child. And so she's not taking too kindly to that. So now can he just say, well, I'm sorry, let us pray?
Well, so I've always understood that we all have different levels of faith. Some have little faith, some have much faith, some have mediocre faith, some have little to none faith. So it depends on what that man's faith is. Now, when it comes to, I'm a little bit more direct and radical. First of all, if I got some issues like that with my children in my house, they're living under my roof, I'm taking care of them, I'm paying for them, wife, children, stepchildren, I don't care who you call, even the dog. If I'm taking care of you, I'm a real, real strong believer. I got some oil, I'm going to take that oil, and everybody in the house is getting oil thrown on them. The house, the front yard, the backyard, the fire, the doors, the windows, everywhere there's, I can put some oil, I'm putting oil over you and covering my house. Because the Lord says that when you have strife in your home, the enemy is in there. The reason there's strife is because the enemy has been allowed to operate in your home. And let me tell you this, we don't really talk about this very much, but when the enemy comes, he's knocking at the door. Somebody's got to let him in. I'm going to make sure that I got enough oil to cover my front door, the back door, the side door, the windows, the access door, the kitchen door, the bathroom doors, even where we wash the clothes at, that door, the doghouse door, every door that has an entrance to my house, my family, my home, I'm going to make sure I'm anointing everything. Because even the Bible said that when the devil was going to and fro looking for somebody, he said, well, have you not considered my servant Job? He said, but you got him covered. That's the oil. The oil covered. It kept Satan out of Job's house. So that's what we got to do. We got to get back to the old-time religion. We got to go back to the basics and make sure we're covering our families and our houses and our stuff with the oil. And not only cover them, we got to believe. You can't just do something and don't believe it's going to work. Who takes medicines and don't believe it's going to work? Who goes to work and don't believe you're going to get a job after you get a paycheck? You got to believe. So we stand in grace. That's how we do it. We stand in grace when we don't know nothing else to do, because grace covers us. And then as we get stronger in our grace, then we start to walk in faith.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. As we get stronger in our grace, we begin to walk in faith. All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. Missy, I want to bring you in here with that same scenario. I mean, Ms. J, let's say you're that woman, and with all due respect, we're saying this now, that woman now with her family, and that man just yelled at your child, and, you know, even though he's your husband and he's got his children in that house, and his children act up also, but he found it upon himself to act up. Do you feel like now you're yelling at him in defense of your child, and he says, well, okay, I'm sorry. Now, we need to pray. Do you feel like praying right then, Ms. Shay, honestly speaking?
Okay. Honestly speaking, no. But let me back up a little bit on that thing.
Okay,
number
all right.
Number one, they are causing their own storm, you know.
Okay.
They know before they got married where they're going to have some problems with them children. And number two, they should have agreed upon something before they got married. And what is hollering? If you say, put that phone up, that's not hollering at a kid. He needs to put that phone up. And sometimes you find parents are taking sides with their kids when they should not, because that guy really didn't do nothing. So,
okay.
You know, that's the way I see that, you know. So I don't believe the husband probably even yelled at him. That's just the woman, you know, she just taking offense of him. On, and they should have worked that out already.
Right.
But
the fact that they didn't, Ms. J, and now, this happens all so often, because, I mean, it happens out here. Now, all of a sudden, it's real. They didn't work it out before they got married. They didn't realize it would be this chaotic. So now, in this storm, this is what I'm saying, that when you're in that storm, it's hard to have faith. It's hard to have that faith that woman, you know, hollered at her child, and you're right. He probably didn't even holler in the way that, you know, he probably should have, maybe. But the fact of the matter is, the child rushes in there to their mom and says, he yelled at me, and they're crying. You know, children can be manipulative, right?
Yes, they can. Number one, you know, you're right.
A mother is
going
to run to the rescue, even a father.
Yeah.
A father, because that little child's like, you're not my daddy. You're not my daddy. So now, Miss J, come on. This is a serious situation. They didn't work it out before they got married, and even if they thought they did, the reality strikes. It hits.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I'm going to be honest with you. Our people would not say, Lord, let's pray. Let's get no. She might say, little Bobby, go on upstairs. I'll handle this or something like that.
Right.
Then her and her little husband going to have a little communication going. You know,
okay.
But no. And then the communication, I don't think they're going to be praying then, to be honest with you. But.
All right. So, Miss J, as a woman, he's apologizing to you. Little Bobby went upstairs. He's apologizing. Well, sweetie, I didn't mean any harm, but little Bobby was acting up. And blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
But are you in a rational mood of hearing him say anything negative about your child at that moment?
You know, I'm be honest with you. I have to think about how I feel. I know my child. I know my child, how he acts. And I know that little Bobby, some kind, can be off. Now, if I know my child is a good child and then this man say he did this, then I might say, listen, no. You must be talking about one of yours. Not mine. But if I know my child's ways and behavior, you know, I would not be one of the parents that say, no, my child wouldn't do that. No, I wouldn't do that. But if if he was a good child and didn't, you know, talk back or was ugly towards his step, you know, I would. We would have a little discussion.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. Wow. How do you maintain your faith when you're going through your storm? That's the question tonight. When you're going through, not somebody else's storm, because you can always tell them, listen, just trust God. Trust God. You know, trust God. You know, I want to just bring this part in. Once in a while, one of my drivers will take me, and it's early in the morning, and he's got nephew Tommy on. And I just want to share this here because it's relative, you all. It may seem secular, but it's relative. And they do these pranks, and nephew Tommy did a prank on this bishop, and he was talking about he, you know, was sleeping with the first lady, and he wanted to repent, and he went to this priest, this bishop, to repent. And the man said, well, God will forgive you for everything. He said, but you don't understand. I was sleeping with the first lady. He said, well, it doesn't matter. This is what the preacher said to him. It doesn't matter. God will forgive you. So he mentioned the lady's name, and it happened to be that preacher's, the bishop's wife. And then, so the man said, all of a sudden now everything changed. He said, wait a minute, hold up. Are you telling me that you were with my wife? He said, well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. So his whole demeanor, his whole attitude changed, you know, because it affected him. So now this is what I'm saying. When we are going through the storm, it's easy for somebody to be in that preacher's shoes and say, well, God will forgive you. God will see you through it. But now all of a sudden when he realized it's him, it's his wife, you wouldn't have thought that he was a preacher, the language he was using. And what he to do to that man. I'm serious. And it all turned out to be a prank that his he wasn't a priest. He was a bishop, so he was married. So his wife had set him up to do it. And I think she was embarrassed by the language he was using now on the radio. So, Miss J, I'm bringing you in here, bringing you back here and saying, Miss J, when we're going through that storm, it's easy to tell somebody else to have faith. But then why does it become difficult for us to have faith ourselves? Or is it?
Because we're human and we have those emotions that just come out. We have that faith, but by being human, you know, we have those emotions that comes out. That's all.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go back and bring in Suzanne, then we're going to go to Sister Nelly, and we're almost out of time. Suzanne, we want to bring you in here and ask you this question based on, let's stay with the preacher. Why do you think that preacher changed? You know, all of a sudden now, why couldn't he just be forgiving, which is what he's telling that man to be, Nephew Tommy, to be forgiving. God will forgive you for everything. Why couldn't he find himself forgiving this man for allegedly being involved with his wife? And, of course, it was a prank. Why couldn't he do it at the time?
Because that was his prize piece. He didn't want to share with nobody else.
That was his what?
His prize piece, his wife.
Okay, all right. Right. So when it hits home, it's hard.
Mm.
All right.
Yeah.
We're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to Sir Ben. Here's another situation. Going through the storm of your finances, Let's just say you've been going to church all your life, and you've been doing what you've been a faithful tither, faithful offering, you know, giving the free will offering. And you want this, you know, you're married, and your wife is like, you know, why don't you get a, she's telling you, she works full time, you work full time. Says as a man of the house, why don't you get like a second job or even a third job so we can get this house that I want on the lakefront. I want a lakefront home. And both of you all combined salaries is about $75,000 that comes into the household. Well, she wants this house on the lakefront to kind of keep up with the Joneses, and the house is like $650,000. And the mortgage is going to be like $3,700 a month, and you all can barely make the $1,200 a month mortgage that you're paying. So now the storm is there because your wife insists that because you told her that someday, baby, you're going to have I'm going to get you the dream home. Well, it's been 8 years. She hasn't seen the dream home yet. So now there's a storm brewing out here, and your wife is like, and you're telling her, have faith, baby, have faith. The woman's like, I need you to get a second job. What do you say, Sir Ben?
Absolutely not. I'm not doing it. Nope. I'm not doing it. Nope. I'm not.
Why?
I think because first of all, it is in complete disobedience to put yourself in so much debt that you can't see your way out of it. That is disobedience to God, to everything, the world. We should not be in debt over our heads that we can't even see our way clear because of somebody want your want? No, baby, we got a house. We got everything we need, and your want is not going to get me a warrant to be arrested and go to jail because that's what's going to happen if you put me in that much debt. No. See, and we've forgotten that yes, he may have had good intentions when he said, I'm going to get you your dream house. Now, he put
okay.
it in about that. I'm not going to say that was wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. If you can have a desire to give your wife a dream house. But it's got to be done in a way that it doesn't put undue necessary stress on your wife, on your words, on who you are, just to have a house, just to say, oh, I got a big house now. I can keep up with the Joneses. No. If you put me in that situation, it ain't going to just be one storm. It's going to be two storms because I'm going to be a storm. Nope, I'm not doing it. Nope.
Okay, so, Sir Ben, now she says to you, now you told her that, and now she says to you, she says, well, why can't you be like my sister's husband, my brother-in-law? He got my sister a nice house.
See, so then, I'm taking your shoes, your clothes, your personal items, and I'm having them move to your sister's house with her husband. You can enjoy their house with them. I'll be right here. If you come to, when you come back to your senses, you can come on back home.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by, Sir Ben. Sister Lewis, I want to bring you in here because these are storms. Sister Lewis, as a Christian woman, how do you counsel this couple? This woman wants that house. It's like her sister got it, and her sister's younger than she is. So now she wants her husband to work two jobs. She's working a full-time job, but she wants him to get two jobs. For how long, we don't know. So how do you tell this couple to weather the storm that they're going through right now?
Well, first of all, the servant of the Lord says we must flee debt like
okay.
a plague. Flee debt like a plague. So therefore, if you know you are going to go into debt and you'll have to work how many hours and you're going to put your husband in debt, you're going to put yourself in debt just to be like the Joneses, it's not necessary. You need to wait. I would tell that lady, I said, lady, could you please wait on the Lord? Those who wait on the Lord, he shall renew your strength. You shall mount up with wings like eagle. You shall walk and not be weary. You shall run and not even faint. Therefore, wait on the Lord for him to give you the house that you say you want. Because many times God gives us something and we are lost and we have divorce and so many different things because of what we want, not what we need. Satisfy with your house until you are able to pay for your house. Don't run after what you see other people have. My mother used to call that red eye.
Okay. All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. If you're just joining us, how do you maintain your faith when going through your storm? When going through your storm, how do you maintain your faith? Let me go now to a different scenario. Miss J, let me start with Pastor Roe, and then we're going to come to Miss J. Pastor Roe, here's another scenario. Man loses his wife, a terminal illness, after 29 years of marriage, and now he happens to be a minister, and he realizes, like, you know, he loved his wife more than he loved himself, and he loses her. You know, death succumbs her, and now all of his trusting, his fasting, his praying to God, he's in his storm while she's alive. Now she passed away anyway. How does that man weather that storm?
Well, to answer that in the next 10 or 15 seconds, you know, we just have to trust in the Lord. In all our ways, acknowledge him. He'll direct your path. He'll give you what to say. But I have to go back to that formula that you gave us, you know, the ABCs of prayer. Belief, what is belief? Belief is just trusting God. You know, it's believing in him. Some people have big faith, some big belief, and some people have little belief, you know. But we know mustard seed faith, it can move mountains of despair, mountains of tears and pains that you are going through. So we have to dare to believe. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And to get anything that we want, all we got to do is trust God, put God first in all that we do. And we have to, it's just so much that I can say on this same subject, you know. And if you want to give out of your poverty, give out of your whatever you're going through, one thing that is even helping me as we navigate through certain experiences is putting these children first. You know, the Bible says, given it shall be given unto you. Are we doing that? And I promise you, dare to believe God. If you start putting the vision that Dr. Walker have, things is going to begin to happen. And we can start, I know we got a couple seconds left, by going to becomeasponsor.info. Becomeasponsor.info and trust God, and I promise you, you'll be able to get anything that you want in life. And last but not least, you know, I don't call myself a human being. I'm a spiritual being having a human experience. It's how you see yourself. But again, just don't forget to let my last word go to becomeasponsor.info and start helping these children, helping fulfill the vision of Dr. Jesse Walker, a person that I believe in, and I will be there to support him to the end. Back to you, Dr. Walker.
We do appreciate all that you're doing. Ms. D, I want to go to you with that same scenario of the man loses his wife. How do you maintain that faith in God at that moment? You know, when you're going through that storm and you lose the love of your life.
You know, but by him being a minister, I'm not sure because I don't know how strong his faith was. But talking personally as a person that's not in the ministry and all, the hardest loss, they say, is the loss of a child. And the second is of a spouse. Not necessarily every spouse, but you said this man, wife, 29 years, loved her dearly. It's hard. It's hard. Your faith, I'm going to be honest with you, it goes down. I hear everybody saying trust in God, but if you be in that position, because I lost a love of 42 years, and when you lose it, I got all the faith in the world in God, but it went down. It went down. You have to build it up again. You have to really talk with him and pray and get into those scriptures more. It's a job to get back in it, because you pray for healing. You pray, and especially when the people live good lives and do everything that God, and I'm sure this man's wife was probably a good woman, living a good life, doing what it says in the Bible as a woman, the spouse and all that, and she still dies after he do all his praying and understanding. And you know, it's hard. That's all I got to say. And yeah,
okay,
you trust in God, but it's not an easy turnaround. It is not.
We certainly appreciate, we are sorry for your loss after 42 years. And since you brought it out there, what, I heard you say that you get into your Bible more. What was the, and not saying that you're over it, but what actually got you through the storm that you can hold your head up again and just, you know, your belief, you know, that kept you on solid ground? What was it? What was it? And then while you're giving us that, why don't you go ahead and just close us out. You close us out tonight with how to maintain your faith when you're going through your storm, because your testimony would probably be the most powerful one because you're saying that you've experienced that. Close us out, would you?
Okay. The hardest, you know, the joy that I always remember, you go, I can't quote the scripture today, but you go through things during the daytime, but joy always come in the morning. And whatever
the man
you
do it for the night, but morning.
Right,
go ahead.
Do it for the night, but joy comes in the morning. And, you know, and I know to say that by God heals the broken heart and binds up all our wounds. And I just kept reading different scriptures and reading different scriptures that I know in time my faith had to build back up. And then I had to work more in the Lord, work more and do more. And family, love family. I'm going to tell you, youth what brought me back out of it. I had a grandchild that was born at the same time my husband passed, and the youth is what helped me. Life. Let me know, Jeanette, you still have life. Your work is not done. His work has been done, and he's gone to be with me now. But I still have work for you, and that's what was instilled in me. I knew God still had work for me. So, and I close that by saying, I thought about this song. I've been thinking about songs all day. That song, and I'm gonna paraphrase it. when you go through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of what can happen. Because at the end of the storm, there is that golden sky. And our God will always be with you. You'll never walk or go through a storm alone. That's how
when
I'm going to
close
it
walk, that's it. When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky. And it goes on to say there's a golden sky and the
yes.
sweet song
melody.
Of Lamar. Walk,
yes.
It tells you to walk on through the
walk
wind. Walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. And it tells you to go on, walk on, with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone. And, Ms. J, we are sorry for your loss of 42 years, and we're so glad that you learned to trust God in your storm. And God gave you the message that the work of your husband was done, but he still got work for you to do. And listen,
yes.
that's a powerful testimony, and we certainly do appreciate that. We appreciate all of you all joining us here tonight. I know that we're completely out of time, and thank all of you all for joining us. And listen, join us here tomorrow morning for your International Divine Intervention Day program. We'll be back here tomorrow morning, 6:30 to 8:30. We've got a powerful testimony that you will not want to miss. And it came as a result of 2 weeks ago when we had the Miracle Day Prayer. We had the Miracle Day program. I'm talking fast because we're out of time and they're threatening me. You know, we had the Miracle Day program. And let me tell you something. The lady who's going to be delivering our message tomorrow has a powerful program because it happened shortly after we prayed the Miracle Prayer 2 weeks ago. You don't want to miss that tomorrow morning at 6:30 to 8:30. And, of course, we choose to bypass that. We'll be back here next Thursday or next Friday for the one-hour inspiration program. And I just want to say this part before we go. Tomorrow's program is, has God given man the power to rebuke negativity in his life? Has God given man the power to rebuke negativity in his life? You don't want to miss tomorrow's show. Until tomorrow or until next week, I want to say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
God bless Sabbath. Good night.
Night, night. See you in the morning. I'll meet you in the morning by the bright river side. When our sorrow has drifted away, I'll be standing at the portals and the gates open wide as the close of life's long dreary day. I'll meet you in the morning, I'll meet you in the morning by the bright river side.